And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Kathy and Gallinera and Michelle Putz here for Bags for Change. There's been a lot going on the reusable bag mission that Bags for Change is on. And Kathy, why don't you give us a bit of an update? What's most important right now?
Well, most important right now is that we are planning, or we have planned, an art contest to get people in the community, sixth grade and up, so sixth grade through adult, to think about a way to design a sign that would encourage people to bring their reusable bags. Because we all know when you're in the grocery store, we've all done it, oh darn, I left my bags at home, or you see other people say the same thing. So trying to get people to remember to bring their bags, if we have cute signs, eye-catching signs, colorful signs, so people can design these signs. There's going to be a contest to judge and pick several that might be really good, and the local stores have agreed to make them into more professional signs that can be posted in the parking lot, in the store windows, on flyers, you know, maybe skywriting, I don't know, the sky's the limit, but we really want to encourage people to use reusable bags. That's okay. The bottom line.
How do people submit their art idea?
Well, there are entry forms at Old Harbor Books, the Sitka Public Library, middle school, and the high schools through the art teachers. And there's also entry forms and official rules and guidelines on the website at sitkaglobalwarming.org. And the deadline is May 1st. So all the main information is there. We have the tedious little bits of information you need to know. Michelle can go over some of the more general rules and guidelines.
Well, one of the things that we wanted was several different designs so that different stores would have different designs, but we wanted them all to kind of fit together. So one of the things that we're asking is that the signs only be like one set of colors, red, yellow, blue, white, black, and green. So that way, if we get several designs, they're going to kind of fit together, even if they're totally different artists. And then, like we said, sixth grade and up. What are some other things? I think those are the big ones. We have several slogans that we are asking people to follow. Would you like to hear a few of them?
I certainly would.
These are the inspiration that we're hoping people will use them on the signs, and then that'll inspire them to make, you know, something. So BYOB, bring your own bags. Choose to reuse. I brought my own. Kitchen, car, store, repeat. The idea that there's a cycle there that we all have to get into, you know? Mm-hmm. Simple ones like remember your reusable bags, don't forget your bags. We also have be a bag lady.
Or be a bag man, I guess.
Be a bag person. Be a bag individual. Be baggy.
Oh,
don't be afraid to be baggy.
Oh, be baggy is good.
So you're trying to build awareness about, you know, why one would want to choose a reusable bag over a plastic bag. And you're also trying to engage in behavioral modification, which is mm-hmm. really challenging. Mm-hmm. So you're going at it in a number of different ways. You'll have a visual format. There's an auditory format.
Yeah, we're hoping that, the big reason we're doing this is health. There's a mm-hmm. lot of studies out there that say that plastic, if it gets into your body, it mimics estrogen, mm-hmm. and that can cause cancer, that can cause low sperm counts, that can feminize boys, that can masculinize girls. It's got a lot of, you know, not so great things going on. And the big problem is that especially plastic bags, they're so thin, they blow out mm-hmm. into the ocean, they break up into little pieces, they get into fish. And we eat those fish, so we really don't want to see that happening. But yeah, we're looking for alternate, fun, interesting ways to get people to think about changing over to reusable bags.
Okay, Kathy, why do you do this?
I do this. Health is important, but it's a very individual thing. And I don't eat fish, so I'm not that worried about. I mean, I am. Okay, that didn't sound good. I am worried about the plastics in fish, but I don't eat them, so personally it's not an issue. I am really worried about the environment and the plastics in the food chain and plastics in the trees and plastics that get wrapped around marine mammals and turtles and seabirds and things like that. So my big thing is picking up plastic and getting it out of the ocean before it causes a problem. So if we didn't have plastic bags flying everywhere, it would make life a little bit easier for me. One of the things that I think is important, Michelle didn't mention, on the sign, we have to have some visual depiction of a reusable bag. So we're trying to not have people draw plastic bags that you get at the grocery stores. We want them to be very visually apparent that it's a reusable bag.
So very recognizable.
Yeah, so there could be some fun stuff with the kids and the adults, too.
Yeah.
Well, your group recently held a reusable bag roundup. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what the point of was that point was and how it went.
Well, there are reusable bag libraries at the grocery stores, and I'm kind of new to this. Maybe some other places like the library, I'm not sure. But one of the reasons was the reusable bag libraries were getting depleted. So we thought we could collect some bags from people who have extra bags in their closets that they get at conferences or through donations to charities, those kind of things, and have them to restock the bag libraries and also to be able to hand out to people through Salvation Army when they're getting food donations or food, getting food through the Salvation Army or other agencies, that they might get a reusable bag with that to help them, because a lot of people say, I can't afford to buy those reusable bags. And I know people that have lots of kids, and that's a lot of reusable bags if you're buying groceries for 10 people.
And how did the roundup go?
I think it went really well. We gathered about 170 bags at the 11 different places. I have to say, St. Peter's Episcopal Church was way up there in the count.
Yay.
The library, I'm trying to think, and the Chamber of Commerce. So really appreciate them gathering those up. And that felt like it went really well. It also seemed to encourage people to start bringing more bags to the bag libraries at the grocery stores. So I think it was really successful and just another way to kind of get it into people's heads. This is something that we need to do and make it a normal, you know, everyday occurrence that we keep the bags in our cars and we use them when we go shopping anywhere, whether it's the grocery stores or around downtown.
See, that's something I don't think people extend the reusable bag mentality to, with stores that where you do not buy groceries.
And Michelle has been talking with some of the downtown merchants, trying to get them to think about this as well. Like when people come in and buy one card, a lot of merchants will, the clerks are taught to say, they just put it in a bag. They don't even ask without thinking. So maybe it is a mindset people need to get into that. From a personal standpoint, I mean, I've gone in the grocery store and I'm mad at myself that I left my bags home, or my bag. And so I will come out balancing, you know, a bag of candy and, you know, a couple of bananas and whatever in my hands and get it to the car. Because the point is, if you get a plastic bag to take one or two cans of soup from the grocery store to your car and then into your house, then that bag is just being wasted.
Right, right. Well, you have a meeting coming up. And
we have a meeting tonight.
I assume you can use folks to help.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock at St. Peter's, the Sea House behind St. Peter's Episcopal Church, 7 p.m. tonight. We'll be talking about the art project and some other issues.
We're ready to move into politics pretty soon. So,
would you like to touch upon that? We have about 45 seconds left.
We definitely, our intent at some point is to either encourage the assembly or somehow to pass an ordinance that either puts a fee on bags, so it encourages people to switch over to reusable, or a ban. So we'll be working on that, hopefully with community support.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So come on down if you're interested in helping out with their reusable bag.
And enter the contest. We need lots of artists to enter the contest.
Yes. Okay, let's just recap the contest again briefly.
There's an art contest to design a sign to remind people to bring reusable bags. There are signs around town. The contest is open to sixth graders through adults, and the entry forms and all the official rules can be found at Old Harbor Books, the public library, middle school, and high school art teachers, and at www.sickleglobalwarming.org. Contest deadline, May 1st.
Right. Enter by May 1st.
and help people feel good about themselves for using reusable bags. So you have that positive reinforcement.
Definitely. Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Kathy Ingallinera and Michelle Putz about Bags for Change.